When you look at the aftermath of the end of the Mueller investigation of President Trump, the need of a coin toss is created. The question, who's the biggest loser in all of this, the Democrats or the news media? Many would say the news media, because more people listen to what they say than what any politician says. Given the traditional role of the news media versus their performance and apparent desire not to let go of their now neutered position, that certainly makes them worthy of the loser crown, doesn't it? With us now to review just how slanderous and, well, at least in my opinion, treasonous some of the news media has acted over the past 2 years regarding the Mueller investigation and the Trump administration is a deputy research director with the Media Research Center, Jeff Dickens. Thanks for being here today, Jeff.
Thanks for having me on.
MRC.org, that's the website. And learn more about some of the stats, the studies that they do about the news media, trying to keep them honest, or at least letting you know how dishonest that they are. And you had a report recently, a little statistical, mathematical addition regarding the Russian probe and the three network newscasts, because there's something that the cable hosts don't want you to know. The three network newscasts any given night get more viewers than any one single primetime schedule of the cable news channels does. So it's worthy of watching what the three major newscasts do at 6:30 at night. So when you tally everything up, what did you guys found?
Right. So what we found was from Inauguration Day, which was January 20th, 2017, through March 21st, 2019, just the day before, the night before Robert Mueller issued his report, ABC, CBS, and NBC evening news programs had produced a combined 2,284 minutes of quote-unquote collusion coverage, which averaged roughly 3 minutes a night every night for 791 days. Which is remarkable considering that it all kind of fizzled out. They were obsessed with the story, and it just ends with a fizzle.
And when you figure, too, minus commercials, the newscast is somewhere between 21 and 23 minutes. So
correct.
That's a big chunk of the newscast.
It really is, and they did this. They wanted to report it, but they were obsessed with it, and they also reported it at a detriment to covering, Trump policy initiatives on immigration, on ISIS, the economy, Veterans Affairs, the opioid epidemic, trade, tax reform. They all fell by the wayside compared to their Russian collusion coverage.
Now, I guess the three network newscasts have the advantage because they can turn the page pretty fast, and they work at a faster pace. They're not filling hour after hour after hour like the cable news channels are. So let's turn to that page, because when it gets to the point that when Al Sharpton on MSNBC is basically the only one on there and CNN telling Democrats to move it along and let's get on to something else, that's a sad statement.
No, you're right. We also at Newsbusters and MRC.org, we did a compilation of video of them, all their predictions that turned out to be wrong, and then another one when after the Mueller report came out, and they were all disappointed except for Al Sharpton, but they were grasping at straws. You had Joe Scarborough just saying he's convinced there was more of the onion to unpeel. You had Chris Cuomo refusing to apologize, Rudolph Giuliani. You had other people like Joy Reid on MSNBC saying it was a conspiracy, that that's the only way that, the Mueller was in on it, and all sorts of just the media going nuts and just like convinced that either there was a conspiracy or there was more still to come.
Yeah, I think it would, Al Sharpton could make a fast buck, as he likes to do from time to time, just to rally all these people into a hotel conference room and say, let me give you two words of advice of why you should turn the page, boys and girls, to Juana Broglie.
Yeah, that's a reference. But you're right. It's you still have a lot of sort of remember what was the old phrase, bitter clingers, that they said about Republicans? Obama called. They're bitterly clinging onto this Russian collusion delusion.
Or the old joke about the kid sees a pile of horse manure and starts digging into it. The father says, "What are you doing that for?" The kid says, "I know there must be a pony in here somewhere."
Right.
And maybe the top one, Bill Maher, real time, March 22nd. Did the Democrats put too much trust in the Mueller report, because I don't need the Mueller report to know Trump is a traitor. I have a TV.
Right. Yeah, and the late night crowd is another. Yep, the Kimmel and Colbert. They're like, oh, don't worry about that. He's bad for other things. So they won't give it up. And now we're really getting into the 2020 campaign season, if you can believe it or not. So it's just going to be torqued up even more.
Well, maybe MSNBC, other than Matthews, might let it go. But CNN just seems to be hardcore. They have their fangs sunk into this. Then they have to be. I think they'll need to be sedated before they let go of this story.
No, you're right. CNN they've picked a fight with Trump, and Trump does not back down. He's been counterpunching them ever since the campaign. And I think you're right. CNN is even more obsessed than MSNBC.
What's this doing as far as ratings? Because unless you have, you know, you have your segment, you have your story, and it's always you want to have something ready, almost like playing chess instead of checkers, I guess. And you're making a move with this story. Okay, it's going to have its life, and we need to have something to go on to. MSNBC, at least, has been the first ones, from what I saw, to suffer in the ratings.
Right, MSNBC, CNN, both struggle in the ratings. It fluctuates, but generally Fox News still, on average, draws more. It depends. If Democrats are out of office or the White House, and you get closer to election, then there's sort of more hype to get the White House back and vice versa. But generally, Fox News, you know, outpolls MSNBC and CNN.
Yeah, combined, usually. Yeah. What's been weird to watch, too, is there was a huge story just a couple of days ago. The Pentagon said, we're taking $1 billion of our funding to build 57 miles of southern border wall. If you look at CNN, MSNBC, I don't think they barely, if any degree, touched that story.
No, they don't. If it doesn't fit their narrative about,
I mean, even as a protest, because they're just so entrenched in this, you know, the Mueller aftermath, and there's got to be more. As soon as we get that full report, there's got to be something in there. I mean, even John Brennan has backed off.
Right. No. Yeah. They're clinging to just get the whole full report released, and there's got to be something, and then we can comb through it and find something, anything. But you're right. It's just it's to the detriment of other news stories because they're just that obsessed. That's advancing the narrative.
So you know, if you were taking you out of the position of your official overseer of all things news and news channels, if you were going to watch someone in this aftermath, just try to avoid twisting themselves in the wind. Which reporter, journalist, host stands out in your mind?
On Fox News, I mean, you're talking about, I would probably just stick with Bret Baier on Fox News. MSNBC or CNN, Jake Tapper can be sometimes pretty decent on CNN. MSNBC is pretty much hopeless, except for maybe Chris Hayes. That's what I would look at.
But just to enjoy the misery of others, you don't want to be watching Jim Acosta during all this, for example?
Oh, well, no, don't get me wrong. We love seeing Jim Acosta go off. He just gets hilarious. He's such a drama queen. So, yeah, it's actually kind of fun to watch sometimes.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. And you can also read about it and keep on top of the reality versus the fantasy that the news channels in particular, and even to a degree the network news, they try to stay quasi-legitimate, although maybe overly focused and overly overzealous, as was evidenced by the attention to the Mueller report and their hopes and their dreams versus the crash of reality, which has been written about. And you can see the statistics as well at mrc.org. That's a website for the Media Research Center. We've been joined by their Deputy Research Director, Jeff Dickens. And Jeff, thanks for helping us have a little fun with all this and giving us a clue into just how really, you can't rely on what you think used to be a news source anymore. So thanks for being here.
Sure. Thanks so much. Anytime.